Kramer with Mission Network News. For Syrian refugees, surviving day to day is a struggle. So when tragedy strikes, the pain is amplified. But here in the Middle East, we're witnessing the body of Christ in action. Plus, a ministry is making great strides for gospel outreach in the deaf community in Africa. That story coming up in a few moments. But you may remember that 10 days ago, not one, but two devastating fires hit the Syrian refugee settlements in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. The blaze killed two children and displaced 1,400 people, destroying their ID papers along with everything else they owned. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama describes what happened next.
The people who survived went to the tents next door. The people opened up the little room they had and said, come on and join us and we'll share our food.
Tom points out something interesting, though.
The government wants to do everything it can to make the Syrian refugees leave the country. So they make life very hard. So they're not going to step up to the plate and help in a crisis like this. But the ones doing the best work are your faith-based organizations.
Heart for Lebanon works alongside local churches in Lebanon and partners with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. But the survivors are a grieving community. So Tom asks you to pray that the responding believers
be able to slow down long enough and to be compassionate enough to listen to the people and really minister to them through this latest trauma of these fires. The other thing that we can pray for is for the church in Lebanon to keep doing what it's doing so well right now as it ministers to Syrian refugees.
Our next story remains in Lebanon, but we want to ask this question. What happens when one out of every five people in your country is a refugee? According to Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International, the schools suffer. In Lebanon, the number of Syrian refugees means that classes are just too big for teachers to handle.
The Lebanese government said, okay, we'll have a second shift, the second shift being an afternoon shift with Syrian refugee children, using the same schools, the same desks, the same everything of the public schools.
But by separating classes, schools are creating rifts between Lebanese and Syrian kids. And as the tension spreads, it's clear it's time for a solution.
So what they're trying to do also is begin to develop a two-tiered system in the camps where the children would go there in the morning and then transition to the afternoon classes.
Tent Schools International is sending in Christian teachers, but they need your prayer and support in the months ahead.
These teachers are facing an enormous challenge working with children with a lot of PTSD and other types of syndromes as well, but also trying to really do their part to be Jesus, be Christ to them.
And I'd like to end today with a question. When's the last time you thought about deaf ministry?
Many people think that because a deaf person is in church, that they have access to the gospel. But for 98% of deaf people around the world, they don't know Jesus.
Rob Myers of Door International says reaching deaf people requires a different approach.
The mistake that we often make is we think that a deaf person, because they can see, they can easily read. In fact, unlike any other child, like a blind child who may have a disability but still have all access to language that's going on around them, deaf children don't have access to that language, and therefore they end up in a completely different language group. And we need to provide them resources in their heart language.
And that's exactly what Door's deaf translators are doing. In fact, the Nigerian Sign Language translation is almost finished.
And we're excited that 1.9 million deaf people in Nigeria will have access to this significant portion of scripture, first-time access for many of them. The enemy doesn't like it when people begin to surrender and they begin to give their lives to Christ. So pray that those strongholds would be broken.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.